Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Look, you've been hearing an awful lot of analysis of the budget over the past 3 days. And in that time, various different elements have started to hit the headlines. One of which, one part of the budget, you might not have heard of this over the past few days, that got maybe drowned out amongst all the noise, was the annual state grant to the horse racing and greyhound industries. You might ask, why is this important? Well, they're to get 4.1 million euro more to 99.1 million euro next year. It's the highest the fund has reached in its 23 years of existence. And over 79 million of that will go to Horse Racing Ireland, and 19.8 million will go to the Greyhound Racing Ireland, the governing bodies for the two industries. So is it the best allocation of funds? Maybe it is. I want to hear from people today. Johnny Ward is with us from the Racing Pod. Johnny, you might just first of all explain, what exactly is this fund used for?
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, so I suppose the first thing to say is just John Duggan on the sports news there. He was on about the runners in the arc and Joseph O'Brien and Aidan O'Brien. And Joseph O'Brien and Aidan O'Brien can trace much of their success back to Charlie Haughey bringing in an exemption on stallion fees back in the day. And I suppose ever since then, Charlie McCreevy bringing in the Horse and Greyhound Fund at the start of the century, the relationship between the government and racing has been, I suppose, under scrutiny, particularly from those who are not in the industry. But, you know, the racing industry itself would argue quite justifiably that, you know, a lot of money goes back into the industry from the government's investment. But we'll say from in 2024, HRI, my understanding is HRI would have put in, which is the semi-state body, would have put in 42.5 million into prize money. And not all of that is from the Horse Racing Greyhound Fund. And the rest of the money would go to Integrity, which is the somewhat maligned Irish horse racing regulatory body, which looks after integrity and other issues, welfare, industry bodies and charities and operational costs, Order of Malta, Point Points and so on. And so roughly 80% of the government's funding goes to revenue and the rest goes on capital projects. So I'd argue that the money is pretty much well spent, but you know, particularly in the context of the two sports being put together, racing, as much as it's under pressure in some respects, is thriving. The greyhound industry is on its knees, and that's where the money that goes into greyhound racing, for me, like the Social Democrats have been arguing for the last few years, is far more questionable than horse racing.
Why do they need to fund both then?
Well, I suppose that goes back to the fund. I mean, whether the two should be in the same sort of umbrella, under the same umbrella, is highly questionable. There are two completely different sports. Now, horse racing, if the prize money in horse racing were reduced without the government's money, which in fairness is linked to turnover, to betting turnover, if that prize money were taken away, that the government puts in, Irish racing would be on its knees. It wouldn't collapse, but it would be massively reduced. The greyhound industry, Andrea, I mean, anyone that goes to the dogs around the country now, it's absolutely dead compared to maybe even 20 years ago. It's being kept alive by the government. There's a small number of people employed, and I enjoy going to the dogs. I've certainly a fan of greyhound racing, but I don't know why the two are put together. Racing, Irish, the money that Irish racing contributes to society is massive in all sorts of ways. That's not the case with greyhound racing.
Yeah, it's not that long ago, Johnny, and I'm sure something you covered well too on the Racing Pod, that we were talking about greyhound racetracks, you know, facing impending closure, and, you know, steps being made to try and keep the gates open. So you'd have to question why, you know, a ratio of 80-20, why about 20% of this latest budget allocation is going to something that seems to be consistently fighting against closure.
Yeah, and the question mark as well is the money that's bet with bookmakers, why so much of it is going to greyhound racing? Whereas, say, if the 20% of this fund is, or whatever the percentage is going to greyhound racing, the money that's bet, we'll say, on football or soccer, whatever you want to call it, just for argument's sake, versus greyhound racing, like, you couldn't compare it. The money that's bet on greyhound racing is absolutely tiny. It's really, really small. And the money that's bet on other sports, they would argue, like football would argue, and has been making the case, allocates government. Where's our money? Where's the money that's going into academies in the League of Ireland or even grassroots when all of this money's been wagered, more and more money's been wagered on football and nothing really, like tiny, tiny amounts on greyhound racing. Yet the greyhound racing is getting all this money, a lot of white elephant projects like the Limerick Greyhound Stadium, Harold's Cross up the road from me had to be sold to keep, you know, to keep things afloat essentially in the greyhound industry. And all of this money is going to what is essentially a moribund industry.
Stay with us, Johnny, if you don't mind, for a few moments. A couple of other callers getting in touch about this. Hugh is with us on the line. Hugh, I believe you're involved in the horse racing industry. Is that right? You're a horse racing owner.
Well, hi, Andrew. Yeah, I was with a small syndicate for a few horses. None at the moment, you know.
Okay.
But, I mean, greyhound racing, to be honest, isn't my thing, right? But horse racing definitely is, right? And I suppose Johnny there touched on a lot of the important points, right? I mean, I know they're talking about soccer and other things, but there's $25 billion generated in the economy by horse racing in Ireland. 30,000 people employed. I mean, that's huge. They should be getting that money, you know.
So it's not just a sport, it's a big employer in the country.
But it is, right? And again, I think Johnny said it there, right, that it's not that they're getting this money. I mean, there's a portion of this money going into animal welfare, the treatment of animals, injuries, rule changes. You know, rules are constantly changing. I mean, the days of the leather whip are gone. It's a padded whip now, right? And the number of strikes you can hit a horse, that's dropped now and jockeys get fined, you know. And look, there's unscrupulous people out there as well, and I'd like to see some of that money going into tackling that and tackling them, you know.
Okay.
And money also is there that has to go in, and it does go into when horses finish their careers, right, when they go to pasture and they're looked after and that. So it's not like that all this money is just going into the race course meeting at the race course and the trainers, you know, there's a lot of other things and charities, as Johnny said as well, you know.
Yeah. So you think then the horse racing industry should receive this level of funding because it's a big jump, like it's a hike of 4.1 million between the two regulatory bodies, Hugh, for next
year.
Right,
but it's 2.5 billion a year generated. So the more, if you put in money and you're getting it back two or threefold, and every year there's an extra 1,000 people employed in the industry. From next year it'll be 31,000, the year after it'll be 32. So, like, you know, you're putting in money, but it's not a black hole. You're getting something back, you know.
Okay. Stay with me, Hugh. Nuala Donlan is from Greyhound Action Ireland. Like, why not put the money in, Nuala, if they're getting it back?
They're not getting it back from greyhound racing, and that's for sure. I mean, greyhound racing, it's an economic basket case. In their last year, they had a pre-tax profit of less than a quarter of a million euros. They haven't produced a strategic plan in the last 2 years, which I think is telling in itself. And you know, but even if greyhound racing was a significant activity economically, they shouldn't be getting public funding, given the amount of cruelty and the amount of abuse that's going on in the industry to dogs. I mean, thousands of healthy dogs are continuing to die and disappear every year. That hasn't stopped. And the country was up in arms in 2019 when the RTE expose revealed, you know, that up to 6,000 dogs were disappearing every year off the radar. That's still happening. And their new traceability system that they put in place a few years ago is showing that's happening. I mean, if I could just give you a couple of figures, Andrea, to show you the scale of what's happening here. 35% of the dogs, the racing greyhounds born in 2021, 35% of those dogs still on this island are either dead or unaccounted for. The oldest of those dogs wouldn't yet be four. 28% of the greyhounds born in 2022 remaining on the island of Ireland are either dead or unaccounted for. The oldest dog there wouldn't be three yet.
Is that the case, Damien Matthews? Damien's the chairman of the Irish Greyhound Owners and Breeders Federation. Is that the case, Damien?
Andrea, their figures wouldn't be familiar with them figures, and I would highly doubt it, because if you think about it, realistically speaking, 60%, 60 to 70% of the dogs bred in Ireland are exported to the UK. Nearly quoting 35% have gone missing. Like, that doesn't add up. There's a traceability system in place for greyhound racing in Ireland, and they are accountable to the PSC and the different government bodies, and and they can explain exactly where the dogs are that have been born since the disability started.
So this funding that Greyhound Racing Ireland are going to receive to the tune of about 19.8 million, how much of that, Damien, is being pumped into traceability and animal greyhound dog welfare, as Nuala cited?
Well, Andrea, I would go as far as to say 100% of it's been pumped into welfare, because the people that keep dogs day and daily are actually maintaining them. They're preparing them for races. They're getting them ready to compete in their own events. So they're looking after them day and daily. There's at least 15% has been ring fenced for greyhound welfare.
15%, is that what you said?
At least 15%.
Okay. Is that enough, Nuala?
Andrea, can I please come back in there? Mr. Matthews is discrediting the figures I have given. Those figures have been provided by Greyhound Racing Ireland, taken from their traceability system. So they are beyond doubt the true figures. 4,000 of the 12,000 dogs born in 2021 were exported. We have the export figures. We know 50% are being exported.
But just keep to the point for a moment, Nuala, if you don't mind, just to the actual fund that's been allocated. Should 19.8 million of taxpayers' money be sidelined for Greyhound Racing Ireland?
It shouldn't be, Andrea. It shouldn't be sidelined for Greyhound Racing. As I said, apart from the fact that it's a monumental waste of taxpayers' money when so many essential public services are struggling, from a welfare perspective, you know, we wouldn't do what we do to greyhounds to any other breed of dog, but the Department of Agriculture calls them agricultural animals, and therefore what we want we can do to them.
For example,
in the first 6 months of this year, 96 dogs were put on tracks in this country, and 5 minutes later they were all dead, a 60% increase on the previous year. What other breed of dog would that be tolerated with?
Do you want to respond, Damien?
Andrea, listen, when it comes to the industry, the 19.6 million returns an economic benefit in excess of 132 million. It's six times the investment. Recently, the cost of living crisis has caused inflation to go up in excess of 9.2% over the last 2 years. I think a 4.1% increase is more than moderate in these given times. When it comes to the dogs themselves, I invite any of your listeners to come to any of the tracks and see how well the dogs are treated. Our greyhounds are actually our pride and joy. We produce them from birth. We look after them. We mind them. It doesn't add up what Nuala says, because if you want them to win, you have to look after them really well.
Yeah, okay. We can come back maybe to the welfare element of this for another day, but just specifically because the budget will be in our listeners' minds, Damien, over the past number of days, why should taxpayers' money be pumped into a sport that less than 12 months ago we were talking here on the show? I think I was even chatting to you about the potential closure of some greyhound tracks.
Well, Andrea, just on that, no track has closed in the last 12 months. And in fact, Shelburne Park has had a revamp in excess of £3 million.
No, but the point being, if they're constantly fighting to get people in through the gates, why should we allocate 19.8 million of taxpayers' money to it?
Well, the industry alone supports in excess of 4,000 jobs. The Jim Power report in July 2019 supported that. Not alone the economic benefit, then you have the social benefits. You have mental health. With people coming to the tracks, they're able to go and engage with people, with their dogs. You know, there's a lot of benefits that you bring, similar to horse racing, the way, Andrea. You know, it's not just about the dogs running or the horses running. There's a lot of economic and social benefits to this.
Okay. Gareth Norris is a well-known racing supporter. You're in Cork, Gareth. Like, do you agree with the level of funding that's been allocated?
I think you're kind of conflating welfare and funding here. I mean, it is funding you're talking about.
Mm.
And I feel like people have a very strange relationship with big numbers these days. I mean, the reality here is that this is 0.11% of the national budget. So I kind of find it kind of inflammatory to say a waste of taxpayers' money when it's literally like 4.65% of the agricultural budget. In the bigger scheme of things, this is a token amount of money to support an industry that provides 30,000 jobs and creates 2.46 billion in economic activity. I mean, it's absolutely nothing. And I think it's complete political posturing every year that this keeps coming up and people, you know, coming on and going on about welfare and everything. And look, I'm all for the welfare and this money is actually, like, it's in the budget that this is based on welfare being very, very, you know, it's based
improved,
on
improved.
Like,
yeah.
It has to be improved. Mm. So I mean, I just find it's political posturing. In my opinion, this should be ring fenced for X number of years, and racing needs to get its house in order and make up the 100 million themselves, you know. But it needs to be ring fenced. And this political thing every year, I mean, it's just, to be honest, it's boring when it's such an insignificant amount of money in the overall budget.
Is it an insignificant amount of money, Johnny Ward, when you compare it to the allocation that other sports get? Like, we were only talking about boxing here.